Thank you for joining us for the Reimagine Your Dream Bookkeeping Firm series. I am Cindy Schrader, the founder of Bookkeeping Buds and the owner of Bright Bookkeeping. This series is for anyone who has a bookkeeping firm or is looking to start a bookkeeping firm. If you missed any of our calls, you can find a replay of the topics on the website, bookkeepingbuds.com. Each week, there will be a short presentation of some theories along with some homework to help you think deeper. Join us in person each week after the presentation to discuss any questions about that week's topic or anything else you have questions about that you would like to discuss. Let's get started. Week 3, embrace your sparkle. This is one of my favorite topics because, as you can tell from social media, I love my flair. Many women spend so much time putting everyone else ahead of themselves, kids, spouses, clients, other family, friends, that it is very easy to forget, one, what it is that makes us so awesome, and two, to put yourself first. You are all amazing, so don't be afraid to show off who you are and share it with the world. Oftentimes, the insecurities you have or things you think make you awkward are what makes you unique, so don't be afraid to let yourself be seen. What makes you unique? What is your favorite thing about yourself? This is not a rhetorical question. What is it? How can you add these qualities into your marketing or express them to new leads when you first start talking to them? You can use this as a kicking off point to determine what your personal brand is and start to use that in your marketing. Personal brand helps you establish credibility and social proof. Next, we will discuss some areas to think about how to improve your credibility and likability. The first is physical, including grooming. How do you show up? Do you go to networking events looking all frazzled and crumpled? Take some time to present yourself professionally. Do you take some time before a Zoom call to look in the mirror, or do you avoid putting on your camera entirely? By turning on your camera, you can build a relationship quicker, and it also shows confidence. Do you show up to events on time or late? How you show up creates a huge impression in those that do not know you yet. I used to belong to the networking group B&I, a weekly meeting that meets at the same exact time every single week. The chiropractor in the group was late to every single meeting, and he lived right up the street. He may have been a very credible doctor, but I was not going to refer him business, as I figured if he can't show up on time for a meeting that is the same each week, how is he going to show up when he has patients? The next area to consider is your website. Every potential new client is going to Google you and check out your site before they contact you. You want to make sure your site doesn't look like it was made by a drunk five-year-old. Is your information up to date? Has it been updated in the last 5 years? Does it professionally represent your business? Don't be afraid to spend some money to create a creative site that shows off your personality. Once you have your website, then you want to take a look at your business card. Is the information accurate? When you are just getting started, you may be tempted to print them on your own, but please don't. There are many sites like Moo.com or Vistaprint that are affordable, and they offer template ideas to help you create a design and print the cards on quality cardstock. Every day, we send out tons of emails. Be sure to take advantage of your email signature line. Consider this your company billboard. Use the entire space. It should have all of the same information, if not more, as on your business card. This way, if someone wants to refer you, they can easily copy and paste this information from your email and pass your name and contact information on. Don't be afraid to take advantage of this free space. Although we are all remote bookkeepers, it is still important to have professional headshots to use on your website, social media, or anywhere else a picture is needed. This is another area I would recommend investing some money. The pictures can be used for a number of years, and a professional photographer can really make you look fabulous. Lastly, to help build credibility, you want to have a clear process for your clients. This includes onboarding as well as how you invoice them. The clearer you are with your clients, the easier they will gain trust in your abilities and see you as an expert. By having specific processes, it is also easier to weed out clients you don't want to work with. All of these areas, grooming, website, business cards, email signature, headshots, and processes can be used to build your credibility and likability for clients. In today's world, we are so scared to be by ourselves that we keep a computer in our pocket for that 1 second we are alone in case we become still. Spend time with yourself. Now is the perfect opportunity. Go for a walk and leave your phone behind. You may be surprised at what the universe wants you to hear. Take a bath and just have it be with your thoughts. No books, no TV, no electronics, just some nice smelling soap. Boredom is not a bad thing. Oftentimes, it is when you will have your most creative thoughts. One of my most favorite things to do is to go to Magic Kingdom on my own. You get to go where you want, ride what you want, eat what you want, and wait for the parade as early as you want. When the world opens up again, go on a date with yourself. Buy yourself dinner at your favorite restaurant and leave your phone and any reading materials in the car. It might surprise you how it feels and what it may open up for you. I highly recommend having a regular me day. This is when you spend the whole day on your own doing whatever you want. It may include the spa, a nice walk, a good book, whatever it is, but it is a day all about you indulging and doing the things you love. I typically schedule a me day once a quarter, and oftentimes it always comes when everything else is crazy. For example, when we first moved to Florida, I had just been at a conference, flew home, and then drove 2 days across the country to our new home. We had people over for a couple days to help unpack, and as you can imagine, very little client work was getting done. My stress level was sky high. My husband ended up the next day having to go back to work in Chicago, so I was on my own. I could have jumped in and worked, but instead, I knew if I kept up this hectic schedule and trying to answer hundreds of emails, I would not be showing up in a good place for my clients. So I did the best thing for me at the time. I went to go get a massage and spent the day at Hollywood Studios. I came back home that night, completely revived, full of energy, and the next day woke up early, and for those who know me, that's pretty unheard of, and responded to all of those emails in record time. Sometimes you just need to put everything on pause and take care of yourself for a change. Make yourself your number one client. Schedule your me day or your me hour or even your me 20 minutes. Block it on your calendar and stick to it. Organize and reconcile your company's books at the beginning of the month first. Put yourself in front of others for a change. I am here to tell you it is okay. It will be much easier to be kind to everyone else if you do. You can still take responsibility for others, kids, pets, loved ones, but it is all right to care about yourself a little more. Think about it. If you give a little more to yourself, all you can achieve, the possibilities are endless. The homework for this week is to pick a time and activity to do during your me day and block it on your calendar. Let me know what you decide and how you felt afterwards. I know you will love it. By embracing your sparkle and celebrating it with random me days, you will be able to show up for others who need you most. Join us next week to discuss accept a red rope policy. Until we meet again, dream big, shine bright, and be kind. Are you a woman who owns a bookkeeping firm? Do you love working on your own but still want the sense of community? Are you having a hard time grasping all those apps and which are the best for you to start using? Do you need some additional motivation to push you out of your comfort zone? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then welcome to your bookkeeping happy place. Bookkeeping Buds is just the community you are looking for. We offer a private Slack channel to connect with others in the community, virtual and in-person meetings to stay up to date on industry news and share ideas, quarterly goal-setting exercises to help keep your business on track while you take care of everyone else, as well as an intimate in-person boutique retreat to spend 2 days networking and learning to improve your business and health and wellness. Go to bookkeepingbuds.com to join us today.